The red fox, Vulpes vulpes. The fox has an elongated muzzle and pointed V-shaped ears. Its long, bushy tail has a white tuft at the tip. It's in January that mating takes place, with births taking place in mid-March. A typical litter consists of 3 to 5 young. Its longevity is 5 years. The fox, usually in pairs, can be solitary or social, dependent on the circumstances and environmental conditions. When food resources are abundant, clans are born, composed of a dominant couple and 1 to 5 individuals, often females, of subordinate rank. Its home range varies from 50 to 400 hectares. It is found in open and semi-open environments, as well as in closed environments such as forests. The fox seems to prefer the bocage, a pastoral landscape edged with small woods and hedgerow enclosures, but he will also appreciate the proximity of urban areas as well as frequenting city centres. For daytime hideaways, the shelters are basic and sometimes unexpected. Holes in the wall, pipes, bales of straw, piles of wood or tree stumps, individuals' gardens, road or railway embankments, unoccupied buildings, etc. If the fox is more nocturnal, it can often be seen during the day, regardless of the place or the season. Being sure of himself, he will follow behind harvesters in order to pounce on or recover freshly killed rodents. A fox will only exceptionally dig a burrow. It is easier for him to occupy or summarily redevelop one dug by other species, badger or rabbit, to accommodate cubs or to protect himself from imminent danger, such as hunters or severe weather. The fox preys mainly on small rodents, field mice, voles, etc., and by doing so contributes to crop protection and limits the spread of echinococcosis, a parasitic disease in tapeworms. When rearing their young, larger prey are preferred, leverets, rabbits, roe deer kids, poultry and pheasants. By taking the weaker specimens unlikely to survive, game numbers are not endangered and therefore provide an appreciable addition to winter diet prior to breeding. Despite its reputation as a poultry thief, predation in small holdings remains limited. Invertebrates, especially earthworms, are also present in its diet. Animal corpses and carrion from disease, roadkill and farm machinery make an important contribution. Dependent on the season, the fox is also vegetarian, eating various fruit and berries, as well as unharvested apples in late autumn and winter. Omnipresent in this county's countryside, Brittany is certainly the French region where fox densities are at their greatest, with rates rising from east to west, the highest population in Lower Brittany.